This is CKUW 95.9 FM, where programming is made by, for, and about the Winnipeg community.
I wanna hurt feelings, so I don't wanna talk. I don't wanna kill your vibe, leave it out, line it chalk. I don't wanna know what...
You're listening to Sister Kids on CKUW 95.9 FM, bringing the issues of youth in and from care, from their lives to your minds.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of System Kids here on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name is Marie. I'm the director of Voices, Manitoba's Youth and Care Network. And I know I won't hold back anymore. Here is the one you've been waiting for, the voice you've been craving to hear since last Tuesday.
Oh, Luke's not hostess, here.
I'm talking about my Luke.
Our hostess with the mostest, Miss Jaina. Woo, woo, woo.
Oh, thank you. Wow, I wish I was always greeted like that. I definitely walk with a little more pep in my step. Great to be here. Welcome to System Kids. I hope you're enjoying spring-like weather today. And I love System Kids. I love kids in and from care, and I love to bring you the issues and things that are in the news. We love to spill the tea on what's going on, right, my friend?
Yes. And, you know, outside of the show, if you are a young person in or from care, or if you are an adult support, whether you're a parent, a foster parent, a kinship caregiver, if you're an adult who cares about youth and care and you want more information about how to connect them to their network, please feel free to reach us at our office, third floor, 61 Juneau Street here in downtown Winnipeg. You can give us a call, 204-982-4956, or toll free anywhere across Manitoba, 1-866-982-4956. Send us an email, ask at voices.mb.ca. And then, of course, we're on the socials, which we're on apparently all the old socials.
Yes, but Luke, that's what Luke educated us about last week.
Well,
does that mean we can get a TikTok now, Marie?
You know what? I feel like TikTok is a precarious choice because if I remember correctly, I heard on, I think it was CBC, it could be the States is choosing to ban TikTok.
Yeah.
So
they've been saying that, but they haven't done it.
Yeah, but I don't want to take all this time making cool content and then have it all be lost.
Well, if you could make the cool content, and if they take it down on TikTok, then we can start a YouTube channel.
We have a YouTube channel.
We have a YouTube channel?
We do.
Oh, why you not tell me?
You know, and I forgot to even put it on our weekly list of reminders.
See if you could find us on YouTube.
Yeah, look at Voices. You'll see definitely copies of our Hug Day videos back from our first one to the ones that we had that stretched across the world. So,
do you have my epic performance of when I serenaded our Prime Minister Justin Trudeau?
I don't know.
On YouTube?
I don't think it is because
I wasn't fancy.
I was going to say, up until today, you have never wanted it to be publicized.
But
I think we've played the recording on System Kids, like maybe closer to one week.
Really?
We had that event.
I don't remember approving that.
It was public.
Need some royalties, lunch at some Red Lobster, perhaps.
Actually thinking about Red Lobster today.
Were you? Never mind. You know what I had today? Magic Thailand.
Oh.
So good.
Did you have their crab rangoon?
I tried one of those. I never tried that before today, and it was very lovely.
I like it. It's a nice treat.
Very nice.
So let's go right into the icebreakers, because we have a really packed show today, and we have two guests who are so lovely. We want to make sure that we give them the time they deserve to talk about their respective programs and the work that they do.
The amazing work that they do.
Mm-hmm. So we'll get started on our icebreaker. Mm-hmm. So the question of the week is, when it comes to new beginnings, what is the best piece of advice you've been given so far?
Ooh. New beginnings. What is the best advice? You know, I think it's kind of like a two-parter for me.
Mm-hmm.
I was told to, you know, kind of in the realm of like vision boarding or is even just to write down your goals. Like, what is the end goal, right? And then the best advice I was given to, you know, bring those goals or dreams, those beginnings to fruition is really to take it one day at a time and not to stress about the whole journey, right? So if we're talking new beginning of post-secondary school or learning a new cha-cha for your wedding or, you know, a new relationship, right? Like, don't plan the wedding on the first date, you know, just kind of, this is Mr. Right now, not Mr. Right. We don't know. More will be revealed, right? So just enjoy the moment rather than trying to secure the future, right? Because they say if you have one day in yesterday and one in tomorrow, you're just pissing all over the today, right? Which is why present is a gift. So just trying to stay where my hands are at and not stress.
Yeah.
You know, I think that was the best advice. How about you?
Well, I was thinking about when I started at Voices. And so that was a very long time ago. And that was when Mike Owen was the ED of BGC Winnipeg.
Yeah, I just heard. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So what Mike Owen passed away, unfortunately. But, you know, he leaves a really awesome legacy behind, at least in my eyes. You know, there's always more stories, but at least in my experience, he leaves a really good legacy. And one of the foundational pieces of advice he gave me close to when I started at Voices is success is when preparation meets opportunity. So if you're prepared, if you've done the work, you've prepared, you've studied, you have all your equipment, and then suddenly someone offers you this opportunity to shine, you're like, yes, I can. And that just helps you feel so successful. And so that is kind of my mindset when it comes to even public speaking. Believe it or not, still makes me very nervous.
No way. You're such a pro.
I look like I'm a pro because I've prepared. And so I'm ready for that opportunity.
I get more nervous when I'm prepared. When I public speak, I feel way more confident if I wing it.
No, not me. I especially doesn't happen as much anymore because technology is so different. But back in the days where I had to carry my speakers and my laptop and my this and my that, I needed to make sure that I had everything in working order. It was simple technology that I'd be able to just plug and play. I could get to the venue on time and be ready to greet my audience as they come in. I know my stuff. Even if it's not scripted, I know what I'm saying. I can follow my slides. I'm prepared. And it's usually a success.
Okay. Very cool.
So we would love to know from you, what is the greatest piece of advice that you've received so far when it comes to starting something new? Send us an email, ask@voices.mb.ca, or hit us up on Twitter or X, or on Facebook or on Instagram. Just put in Voices, M-Y-I-C-N, and we will pop up. So this month is, hard to believe, but almost half done already.
No.
Yes. But on our calendar, we still have some good things. The Voices leadership team meets every Wednesday. This week, the team is meeting with Mayor Scott Gillingham to talk about the youth and care experience in Manitoba. So that's going to be pretty cool.
I'll believe it when I see it.
We'll take a picture.
This plan has been in place before, and we got sidelined, did we not?
Well, we're going to believe the best in people. And if he said there was a family emergency, there was a family emergency.
Okay.
We had the Earl Cook Classic planned for this coming Saturday, but unfortunately, we have had to postpone, largely due to low numbers of registration. It's hard to keep up our stellar record if there are no young people to play on the youth team.
Right.
So we'll give it another month. And if it doesn't work in April, you know what? I'm actually not upset because we will include it in our awesome plans for our 30th year next year.
Well, and then you can't feel bad. Marie's been carrying, not only directing, you're producing, you're organizing, you're coordinator, you're decorating the set. You're doing too many roles at
too
Voices.
Too many balls in the air.
Way too many hats. And you need to get a team. And one person on that team needs to be like communication and really, you know, letting people out there and reminding and following up, because you can send an announcement.
But it's really those personal invitations.
Those personal invitations and those follow-up reminders.
Make a really big difference.
Right. And those relationships with young people, right? Going to the schools, like really, you know.
Oh, speaking of the schools.
Uniting an army of people to find the young people.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of schools, shout out to Delta Squad. It was great to spend the afternoon with you today.
Delta Squad.
At Garden City Collegiate.
Ooh, nice. They're still going on there?
They're still going strong. Samir is their, Hathut is their adult support, their teacher support.
Samir's been there for years now. Yes. Good job. So what about Amy? Is she still involved there?
Of course. So shout out to Amy and Samir and all the young people at Delta Squad. It was great to spend time with you and looking forward to coming back again next month.
Awesome.
But last but not least, two things. As Jaina was saying, Voices is hiring, so it's not too late to get your application in if you'd like to apply to be our program coordinator or outreach coordinator. Really big roles. Really big, important roles. So please consider it very seriously.
You can do it.
You can do it.
Yeah.
But please take it seriously.
Passion trumps the experience and qualifications in this role. Do you have a passion for rights and advocacy and helping young people out and inspiring them to help other young people out? The beauty of passing it on.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to pass it on, sprinkle a little love on your different events, little kindness, it's all free. Love is free.
All those are free. Exactly.
Relationship
building.
The training, Marie will train you. Others will train you. You'll learn the other things that are necessary to improve your capacity. And it's such a great launching pad for so many young people that start at Voices and,
Yeah. We've had a lot of really great folks on the team over the years. Mm-hmm. And I know that will continue. And then also just a reminder, tuition waiver applications are due March 31st. So if you were ever in CARE, not necessarily like a fresh alumni of CARE, you're still 24, 25. No, you are 50 years old and you've finally gotten to a place in your life where you're ready to go on to post-secondary. You can apply for a tuition waiver. Spaces are limited, but who's to say one isn't for you? So go ahead, take a look at the tuition waiver information. There's a link through our Insta bio, or you can just Google Futures Forward tuition waivers. It'll pop up. Yeah, give yourself a shot.
Yeah, apply for those tuition waivers. And also you can access the scholarship guide that now has been taken over and produced by Futures Forward. I remember starting that back in the day at the GA, and Jennifer took it over and passed it on there. And there's so many, I think 50 different scholarships that I count. I don't know. I may be exaggerating. It was a thick booklet.
Yeah, it's a very, very thick booklet. It is expanded. So actually, it started even before the GA, Shirley, our scholarship queen, and when she was working at the Louis Riel Institute, started it because she has had such success paying for post-secondary with scholarships. And then she passed it over to Jay at the GA, and then when Futures Forward was started. So, yeah, so it was started by folks who've been there, folks.
Yeah.
So get in there, get your opportunity, get your funding, go to school, whatever kind of school suits your fancy, but go. Give yourself a chance.
All right. So what's on the calendar right now at Voices this month?
That was our whole calendar.
Well, Voices Leadership tomorrow. Yep. Did we say that?
Mayor's visit. You doubted his.
Oh, I forgot. Okay. Scholars Night?
Yeah. Oh, Scholars Night is this Thursday. I forgot to include it. Oh, no. It's right there. Scholars Night, 5:30.
Okay. So we got everything. Everything. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, let's get to your right.
Mm-hmm.
Not your right to party. Of course, you have that, right? Mm-hmm. You have the right for a spring break. But you'll also have the right for a summer break. But most importantly, you have the right to quality education. We did a similar right last week.
Yeah, this is the follow-up
to that
one.
This is the follow-up right, Article 29, that your last week we talked about that everyone has the right to quality education.
Mm-hmm.
And now this week it's you have your education that you have the right to. should help you to develop your personality, talents, and mental and physical abilities. It should encourage you to develop respect in your own culture, for other cultures, and for the environment. It should help you prepare to live and contribute to a free society.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this right important, especially for young people in Care Marie?
Because it's about more than just being able to add and subtract. Your education should also help you learn more about your identity and how, and your place in community, your relationship with your community and with yourself. Excuse me. It's kind of like today at Delta Squad, we were talking about the right to be cared for.
Ooh.
It's more than just having a shelter over your head and a piece of broccoli on your plate. There's also that care that feeds your soul, right? So your education should do more than teach you how to add and subtract. It should also teach you, like it says, how to have a relationship with your community, how to respect others as much as you respect yourself. A good education recognizes that children are individuals, and your education should be directed towards each or your individual personality, your talents, your abilities, and it should help you become a well-rounded person and develop respect for the people and the world around you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And for you to blossom in an environment like that, those four B's have to be present.
Yes.
Right? So we talk about the four B's. You have the right to be safe, to be heard, to be healthy, and to be yourself.
Yes.
You know, and it makes me sad. Just got a flashback. Well, just not a flashback. I wasn't there, but just, you know, a snapshot of, you know, what it must have been like for young people back in residential schools, you know. They forced this education, and it definitely wasn't nurturing or, you know, a creative environment that nurtured children's imagination or, you know, taught through play. And, you know, last week I was asking Luke what he loved the most about his teacher. And, you know, I just really love how educators are constantly thinking outside the box, right? Recognizing that there are many learning styles. And so that needs to be adapted to have multiple styles of teaching, different modalities, different platforms. You know, we've come a long way since just the freaking chalkboard at the front of the room. Like, you kids don't know how good you got it. Okay. Now kids are, they have lessons on Minecraft, according to Luke, and Roblox, music videos, and all that. Like, good job, teachers. That's awesome.
Yeah, definitely the system has learned from the feedback they've gotten over the years. Or I think it's us 80s babies that are now like, this is what we would have wanted, so let's transform it.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. All right, so something too. So March last, well, Friday was International Day of the Woman. Did you do anything to celebrate yourself as a fabulous woman?
Absolutely. I slept.
Okay.
Well, you know, Elise and Joanna and I had returned from the Power Up Conference in Toronto on Wednesday. And it just always takes a few days to, like, come down from a conference. It's a conference high, but also a conference low. You're talking about a lot of really sensitive things.
Yeah.
And so I just allowed myself to be very gentle with myself over those 2 days.
That's cool. I treated myself to a bag of Sour Patch Kids.
No, not your Cheesy Poofs.
No, not my Cheesy Poofs. And then a bucket of fried chicken.
Hey.
On Saturday while I worked, and just, you know, I'm trying to send love to all my friends and colleagues that are, because it is Social Work Month, right? And so it's end of the year, so we're very, very busy, which inspired my first song of the day. So speaking of that, I think it's time for our first break. I'm super excited. We have Danielle and Mary waiting outside in the studio. We're going to bring them in just a little bit. I'm sure there are special listeners that are tuning in just to hear those gals. Thank you. We appreciate you. Thanks for joining us today. And, of course, welcome our regular listeners. Hope you stay tuned. And I'm going to play first song. Do you want to guess what song I picked for Social Worker Month?
Every woman.
No, it has to be Canadian.
There's not a Celine Dion version of that one.
Oh, that would be awesome.
No, Alicia Keys is American, too.
Yeah. Come on, keep guessing.
All the women songs that I know.
Why does it have to be a woman's song? It's just a song dedicated to social workers.
Oh, I thought it was for International Women's Month.
Yeah, no. Yeah, keep guessing.
A song about social workers.
Well, for
and
social
the cats
workers.
In
it's
the
a message.
And the silver spoon.
It's a message. A message of compassion. That we need to all just be more compassionate with ourselves and to the young people that may be listening. Just be prepared to maybe wait a little bit longer for those callbacks right now because everyone's very busy. It's not personal. Everyone's doing their best. They will get back to you. A lot of us are even working on the weekend. That's a hint for you right there.
Oh, all I'm hearing is Raffi. Each one is just like the other.
No. All right, guys. You're listening to System Kids here on CKUW 95.9 FM. And we are going to play Loverboy.
What?
Yeah.
Who is Loverboy?
Looking at you. Oh, everyone's wondering where you're going.
And we're back here on CKUW 95.9 FM. That was System Kids. That was Loverboy. For any of them who may remember, in 1981, you're bragging about being an 80s baby. Do you remember that, Jem?
I knew that. Like, I've heard it before, probably in, like, movie soundtracks. But
okay, really?
I didn't realize that, well, just from a quick Wikipedia search, three of the, or the drummer at least, the drummer and the guitarist and the lead singer are all Canadian.
Yeah, all Canadian.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's get into the community connection.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep it really quick this week because, like I said, we want to give our guests as much time as possible to share about their very good work and very good supports and services for young people in and from care in Manitoba. So our community connection this week is Huddle Manitoba. Now, you might be like, Huddle Manitoba? I thought it was Huddle Broadway, Huddle Gani, Huddle Selkirk. You're right. There are six Huddle locations. Broadway, South Central, Norwest, Gani, Ganichik, Brandon, and Selkirk, Manitoba, not Selkirk Avenue. But all of those are connected by their backbone, which is Huddle Manitoba. And you can learn more about them at https://huddlemanitoba.ca. So Huddle is a safe space for young people aged 12 to 29, not necessarily from care. It's open to all young people aged 12 to 29. It's free, trauma-informed, and culturally safe health services in a youth-friendly atmosphere. So whether you want to meet with a mental health counselor, elder, knowledge keeper, career advisor, peer supporter, nurse practitioner, you can do it in the comfort of a Huddle location. And each location is slightly different. So some will have more of an emphasis on Indigenous ways of healing and other cultural practices that are part of your well-being. So like I said, there are six Huddle locations across Manitoba: Broadway here in Winnipeg, South Central, Norwest, Gani, Ganichik, Brandon, Manitoba, and Selkirk, Manitoba.
Wow.
And their hours and their services differ a little bit by location, so make sure you visit the website and confirm before you just trot off to the office.
All right. And have they been hooked up with the voice and wisdom of the Manitoba Youth and Care Network yet?
I have met with a few of the coordinators, but nothing really intentional, like you mentioned earlier.
So, like, pamphlets, poster,
We do what we can.
Yeah.
Right now, they're hiring a clinical practice and service integration lead.
Ooh.
So, if that's something
Can you say that in English? What does that mean?
That means someone who can tie all the pieces together, making sure the cool things they do actually maybe align with clinical practice.
Fabulous.
Right? So, if you are interested in that, you have to apply by March 22nd. Go online. Remember, that's huddlemanitoba.ca. Sounds like a great resource. I know a lot of Voices Young People come in and talk about, like, that's just part of the network of support that they've created for themselves.
Yeah, so. And they even have, like, recovery meetings there for young people that were going on there.
Yeah. Yeah, so very, very good. Very good free resources for young people in and from care in Winnipeg especially, but also Brandon and Selkirk.
Yeah, no, it's so great. The more, the merrier. Like, we always talk about takes a village.
Right.
Right, and it's our responsibility as helpers to spread the news and even as helpers to share with other helpers the resources that there are. And we have a few youth that I remember back in the day when I was at Voices that would go to the Ray, right, on Sherbrooke, and then go down Broadway, hop into the Huddle, and then come down to Notre Dame and come visit us at Voices. And they did that trek, right? Because different agencies do different events, different activities, different days. And we're going to hear more about that soon with our friends here from the Métis Spirit Program. So, yeah, like, let's get in the knowledge, especially with the spring break right around the corner. This can help, you know, you plan out
things to do,
what young people can do, help the young people stay engaged, because you know what they say, right?
It's
like too much time in our hands, like, can cause trouble.
Yeah. And one of the quickest things, or cutest things, before we move on, so one of our leadership team members came and she looked so guilty. And I was like, what's wrong? She's like, she's going to burst into tears. And she's like, I really want to take the language course at Huddle, but it's during leadership. Is that okay? I was like, of course, because you can go and you can do a 6-week Cree language course.
Wow.
And she really wanted to do it, but she didn't want to let the leadership team down.
She made a commitment.
Yeah.
She wanted to be like, okay, we could extend your commitment, come back after the 6 weeks.
Exactly. I said, come back and teach us what you learned. Come on now. So, yeah. So it takes a village, like you said.
Beautiful.
Yes. So moving right along, child welfare in the news. And this was a press release that I got a copy of. NDP block independent review for children in care.
This pisses me off.
Okay.
Okay, you tell us about it first.
So some of the themes that I... Uh-oh. Did it not attach? Oh, no. Oh, there it is.
Yeah, there it is.
I was going to scare
myself.
Summary.
I don't know if this is the whole article.
This is the whole press release. You know, they keep it short and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the themes that I picked up in it is representation.
Well, you could just read it. It's six sentences.
Yes. It's representation, looking for youth and lived experts, and having a balanced representation, and taking a holistic perspective. So go ahead if you want to quickly.
Okay. So NDP blocked independent review for children in care. The NDP Families Minister Nahani Fontaine blocked a motion this afternoon to create an independent subcommittee of the Manitoba Legislature to review the Advocate for Children and Youth Act. Lauren Stone, PC critic for Families, shared today. I was disappointed walking out of today's committee meeting, said Stone. I brought forward a motion to create a nonpartisan, expert-guided subcommittee to do justice to this complicated and important review. I expected unanimous support when it comes to children in care. We as legislators have to go the extra mile.
Mm-hmm.
The subcommittee proposed by Stone would have consisted of a member from each elected party along with a relevant subject matter experts. The subcommittee would have had the authority to call its own meeting and undertake duties that it deemed necessary for the review. The NDP, however, chose to block this nonpartisan subcommittee and treat this act review like any other bill committee in the legislature. The subcommittee process I proposed is the gold standard for legislative reviews in Canada and has been done for other issues in Manitoba before, said Stone. If there was ever a time to get a bill review done correctly, it's now. As MLAs, we have a responsibility to do the right thing for Manitoba children. We need subject matter experts at the table directly in this review process. The Advocate for Children and Youth Act empowers the Manitoba Advocate for Children and Youth to support Manitoba's children, youth, and young adults and families.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so give me your thoughts on this.
Well, I was really disappointed that a committee made up of nonpartisan representative folks was not agreed to.
Really?
Well, I think it would be good to have, like, a balanced committee looking at the role of the advocate's office and providing input. I'm not sure, but I hope that that balanced perspective would include some lived expertise, that some lived experts, some alumni of care would have been invited to the table to help that review. And I wonder what the process will look like now.
Okay. So who's to say that the Manitoba Advocate Act is already not non-bipartisan? Like, the Manitoba Advocate is separate part of the legislature, separate part of families. It's not attached.
It's a separate arm of the legislature.
It's a separate arm of the legislature, and so it's already impartial to the issues of young people in care. They do reviews, and when they do the reviews, it's not just them who are already experts on the subject matter, by the way. We know, I've read dozens of their reports that they do on special topics, like this week it's Stop Child Sexual Exploitation. These are not just a quick opinionated report.
No, they
engage lived experience. They engage young people. They engage the families.
Macy does. But this is not Macy. This is...
It's like she's trying to create another Macy.
No. This is the... Okay, so every 5 years, Macy has a review. It's kind of like having your annual review.
Right.
So this is their annual review.
Yeah, I've taken part in those surveys that they've done before many times.
Okay, so this person, Lauren Stone, was trying to make sure that the committee that's reviewing Macy is balanced and representative so that it's not just NDP folk. I don't know who it is, and I'm just saying off the top of my head, so that it's not just one group of people who are looking and evaluating the Children's Advocate Act, that it would be a balanced group of people around the table looking at the act and being like, okay, so what's missing? What should we add? What hasn't been working? What can we take away? You know, so that there's just more representation.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
No?
I don't buy it. I think a PC critic is probably looking for ways to slash the advocate's budget and whatever. I don't know. Breaks to the rich.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know if budget is affected by this, but if
there's way more to this story than we know, right? Because NDP has notoriously always been in support of young people and families, given the freedom to Macy, of course, because they're an independent body. The reviews that are done and put out by that office are respected. Mm-hmm. Those recommendations are, highly respected and implemented, maybe not as quickly as we'd like. Recently, Sherry Gott, our current Manitoba advocate, gave a sort of a review on CTV Morning, maybe a month ago, stating maybe less than half of the recommendations from a report have been implemented thus far. Partly, not totally in full, but it's always a work in progress, right? Mm-hmm. So,
I guess what I would like to see is what does the committee look like? The committee that is evaluating the Advocate for Children and Youth Act, what does it look like? Who is at that table? And is there a lived expert at that table?
Okay. You know what I think we should do? I think we should read the act. Let's put this on the parking lot. I'm going to review this act, and let's see what it entails. See if it needs a review. Does it need updating?
Oh, I think either way, it will have the review. It's just who's doing the reviewing,
Oh.
If you were having your job evaluation, wouldn't you prefer it's your supervisor and people who've actually worked with you versus, either someone who doesn't really care about your future goals and your growth, or I don't know. It would be a good idea to look at the act and also look at who's involved in the review process.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. I'm a little too pumped. I need to chill.
No, you need to keep that pumpedness. It's awesome. So we're going to take another song break. Remember, just when you're reading about child welfare in the media, it's good to be critical. It's okay if you don't agree. It's okay if you do agree. But be critical. Ask questions. And if you need any tips and tricks, you can reach out to us. You know all the ways to find us.
Call me. I'm too busy right now till April.
So you're listening to System Kids on CKUW 95.9 FM.
All right. And we're going to listen to Brian Adams. And, hopefully you're loving up your young people enough that they are running to you and running to these awesome programs that we're telling you about today. And, we'll go with that. CKUW, do not turn that dial.
She feels in love for me, could never die. That'll change if she ever.
listening to System Kids. Fade out Mr. Adams there. And yeah, back in the studio, and I have two amazing, lovely guests. Can you girls say hi? Make sure your mic is working good.
Hello.
Hi.
All right, you got to speak up and get a little closer to the mic, just about a fist away.
Testing.
Testing. Oh, sorry. Got a song. You know this song? This is Winnipeg.
Winnipeg jam.
All right. The universe wanted you to know your body's banging, I guess. Sorry.
I needed that today. Honestly.
You did?
I needed it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know. Something's banging. It's usually my head at the end of the day. No, just kidding. Welcome. Thank you. I got to meet you guys last week. Mm-hmm. Officially, I know I've seen you around at different agency events, but I just want to do a special welcome to Mary. I forgot your last name. And
Darendorf.
Welcome. And yeah, and Danielle, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank goodness. All right, so welcome. You guys do such amazing work, not too far from my office, and I've been there. I love your office. You guys got lots of great things going on. I know a few young people that have really benefited from the various programs there, but not until last week. My mind was blown last week when I, you know, got a sneak peek preview of all the amazing programs you guys are actually running there. And so, like, I mean, I always thought what you did was lovely, but I just thought it was like crafts, dinner, hangout, fiddling, you know, and awesome circle of life workers that do, or skills for life people, right? Mm-hmm. So, but you guys do so much more. And this month we're talking about new beginnings and education. So I just want to throw it out. If you guys tell us about what you do, why you love it, and how can we get you back on this show? Because I don't think we're going to have time to cover all the great things you do today. So maybe today we stick, Mary, you were talking about the disabilities, right, at Métis Spirit. So do you want to start and tell us about that?
I just want to say thank you for having us on. It's a pleasure to be here. So, yeah, as you were saying...
Okay, I need you to get a little closer.
Can you hear me?
To project a little louder.
A fist away.
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, perfect. As you were saying, yeah, like, we work closely together, but I would say, unfortunately, not everyone is quite aware of what our programs do, or everything that our program does.
Yeah.
For instance, being, as we're talking about the disability tax credit, my position as a Métis Spirit worker at Métis Child and Family Community Services is focused on reaching out to youth that were in care at one time in the agency who have since exited, and helping them apply for a disability tax credit. The disability tax credit is a non-refundable tax credit. It allows relief when you're filing your income taxes.
Nice.
As well as a refund for folks that do have disabilities. It's extremely beneficial.
Yeah, how sweet is that? You get to make it rain for young people.
Oh, yeah.
You're making it rain.
and
it's tax time.
It is tax time, for sure. And a lot of people don't even know that this program exists, the Disability Tax Credit Program. So for folks that have exited care, that have since been continued to go on to community disability services, such as CLDS, Community Living with Disability Services,
right.
We've been seeing, because this has been somewhat newly implemented in the agency, is to get people set up with this, is that they, I don't like to use the word fall through the cracks, but unfortunately we see that they've exited care, they don't have someone supporting them through this process.
Right.
So my position is to go out there and find these youth that are connected to these lifelong disability programs, right?
Oh, I need to take you on a road trip with me, Mary.
Please,
as a
please
young
do.
Person.
Wait, me too. Me too. Please.
Not anywhere too exciting, just headingly.
Okay.
Headingly is a good time.
One of my young person people
I might pass.
Are there, and maybe we could get that paperwork going.
Right. And
and then go for brekkie at Denny's.
Of Ooh, course. Now I'm back in.
I don't know about Denny's, but.
Okay. Are you one of them vegans? Just kidding. Gluten-free-ers.
Can we get Stella's, please?
Oh,
Stella. Oh, she's well, fancy.
You're a bougie hippie.
She
okay.
wants Stella's.
But yeah, so there are a lot of folks, you know, that had assessments done during their time in the agency.
Right. Oh, someone's phone.
Ooh.
Not mine.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
someone's
Mary.
Calling for help right now.
Sorry, I'm supposed to be... Normally, I'm attending fiddling at this hour, so that's my fiddling
calls. They're
going
to have to fiddle on without you for now.
My bad.
Sorry.
Their fiddling will go on.
Yeah. I'll just turn this on.
Yeah. So, when we talk about disabilities, can you give us a quick rundown of what qualifies as a disability? Because I know there's often sometimes a debate about specifically like ADHD or ADD. Do we consider that a disability?
So...
Well, the government considers that a disability.
Yeah,
we consider it a learning disability,
I would love to break it down. So the Disability Tax Credit Program was actually implemented in the 1940s.
Ooh.
And at that time, disability was defined as, okay, you're in a wheelchair or you're blind, like a pretty significant impairment, right? Since the 2000s, we've broadened our definition of what a disability is. So if you take the application for a disability tax credit, it's the T2001. You can find it on the CRA website.
Okay.
There's a lot of levels to it, right? So we are now in implementing what is a cognitive functioning disability.
Nice.
We're focusing on that. So 100% according to CRA eligibility requirements, ADHD would be eligible to receive this disability tax credit. What matters is the effect it has on your day-to-day living. And the CRA requirements kind of state that it has to be a prolonged disability, so it has to be has to have been affecting your life for 12 months up to a year, and it has to kind of meet a threshold of inhibiting your ability to do one out of three daily life activities.
Okay, that's easy.
Right. It does get quite complicated because it's the terminology is somewhat vague.
Right.
But if it takes you three times longer to do everyday life things, for instance, walking 100 meters, putting your clothes on, feeding yourself, that would meet requirements. But I do want to say when it comes to the cognitive functioning part of the application, I have personally helped people who have had assessments done, psychological assessments done, that is measuring IQ levels or cognitive functioning at, say, 16. We do this in the agency so that we are aware of who will need lifelong
ongoing.
Disability supports, and just providing even, say, one assessment that provides this medical information, CRA is deeming them eligible for this tax credit.
Right. So we're talking on assessments from FASD, Sky Center,
100%.
Or Red Ladder, or from a psychologist,
psychiatrist.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. We definitely have to get you back here, but we need to move on. So tell us now about, just quick. If to reach you, Mary, how do they just pop into Métis Spirit? What days, after 5, after 4, or any time?
So our working hours are 8:30 to 4:30.
Oh, okay.
You can reach me personally. Can I just plug my email?
Sure.
Mary.Derendorf, D-E-R-E-N-D-O-R-F, @metiscfs.mb.ca. You can also just contact the agency and inquire about a disability tax credit. They'll direct you to the right people.
Or call the agency, like the general number, 204-697-1118, I think.
Ooh, yeah.
And ask them to transfer you to your phone number.
If we do have time, I'd love to go over the RDSP, just because that's like an essential part of the disability tax credit.
Okay.
But that's okay if we don't have time. But
Mary's telling me to make it quick.
Yeah. So tuition waivers and scholarship guides, and that's just amazing. I know the folks at Futures Forward are do their best to help young people apply, but they're also very busy because they have hundreds and hundreds of people applying, and they're also trying to give them emotional support and hope that they have a good chance. So it's so great that our agency is able to support you, to support young people in this way. So how's it going? What do young people need to know, and how can we hook them up with you?
Yeah, so this is just one of the many things that we support in our program, like the Métis Spirit program.
Yeah.
We support a very broad range of services. Just one of the things that I find myself doing a lot, you know, with where we are right now and deadlines coming up for tuition waivers and scholarships and school, a lot of what I'm doing right now is applying for post-secondary, college, university, school. So I think Futures Forward is a great resource, whether or not you're planning on connecting with them for scholarship assistance. They have so many other services that you can connect with them for, mental health services, housing, employment.
Yeah, we don't need to advertise them. Brag about you.
Sorry.
Toot your horn.
It's
toot that horn proudly. Let's go.
Please. So the Métis Spirit program, our program services youth who have aged out of Métis Child Family Enrichment, more specifically, but we don't pigeonhole information. So if you want information, feel free to ask. I'm more than happy to help.
Nice.
So we help with the application fees for school, because we know that can be a barrier to attending. Yeah. I think it's like $105 or something to apply at Red River, just to apply for the course.
Yeah, and you don't get it back if you don't get in.
No, you don't get it back. It's and then if you're applying at multiple places, that's $100 here. You're just throwing money away, you know, making it rain.
Mm-hmm.
And you need that money, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things we help with. We also help with applying for scholarships, like the tuition waiver, right? Or the Children's Aid Foundation bursaries, Voices. I know Voices has four internal bursaries.
Yeah, we have like 14.
I thought there was four.
No.
Oh, 14. My bad. That's why you're here to
13 or 14 awards. I'm on the scholarship committee.
Okay, yeah. So that's one of some of the stuff that we help with. Like, I myself am a bursary recipient from Children's Aid Foundation of Canada.
Are you an alumni, sister?
I am an alumni. I was keeping that for the end.
Oh.
I was hoping. And Mary, too.
What?
Yeah. So, you know what? It was really kismet that you invited us today, because we're alumni and we're out here working for you, you know, and the
youth. This is what we do, right? What a gift.
What a little surprise. I just wanted to like mic drop that for
you.
Dang.
She was saving
some facts. I was waiting, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of the stuff that we do when it comes to bursary, or like just in general school season. So get your applications in. If you're planning on attending come August, September, get your applications into school. Bursary and scholarship deadlines are coming up. Futures Forward is the end of March. And there's also band funding. We help with applying for band funding or funding through the MMF.
Okay, you girls need to join the Voices Advisory.
I would be happy to.
We don't have Métis representation.
I'd love me an advisory
committee. You know, representation from each authority, and the only one not represented is Métis. I mean,
whoa.
I'm there, but we're not allowed.
We're really
I'm not allowed to
apparently.
Be there without. I don't know. Someone needs to be
100%.
Appointed.
There's
so I think you know we can make an argument for for y'all to be on there. I would write a letter,
please,
to Candace or Scott or whoever.
Yeah, Jason. I'd love to. That'd be awesome.
Like, we need these ladies.
I love you, an advisory committee. I'm on a few already.
Yeah,
I would love another one.
The last Monday of the month. One day a month.
We can make that work.
Yeah.
I'll pull up.
Okay, cool. Good.
Yeah, let me know.
Yeah, Voices is your network, right? It's for young people, anyone that's been in care for 5 minutes, 5 years, their whole lives.
100%.
And it's forever, right? We say from 12 to 30, but, you know, it's...
Yeah.
We need to get this network back and strong and give it back to young people. They need to take ownership of it and, you know...
It's time for us to benefit.
The benefits. Well, and we've been there for a long time.
We work so closely with it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I remember when Métis Spirit was starting, I remember talking with, like, Billy Shibler about it, and, like, with youth engagement, it started, was growing at the same time as the youth engagement strategy was growing. And, you know, we consulted and presented our findings when I was doing my research all over Manitoba back in, like, 2008, 2007. You guys were, I don't know, what were you guys doing in 2007?
I was 7 years old.
Watching I was the very Wiggles. Young.
You were wiggling, watching Dora the Explorer.
I wasn't a Dora girl, but you know,
weren't a Dora
same
girl?
Idea. No.
Oh, I loved Dora.
More Diego.
Diego.
Okay. Whoa. Okay.
Awesome. Okay, so we definitely have to have you guys back. Okay. Yeah, I don't know when, but we could talk about that after the show. Like I said, the time flies in here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on, but thank you so much for coming.
You.
So last minute, I threw it on you. You guys agreed right away, so I love you for that. And yeah, so thank you everyone for listening. Maria had to step out because we only have 3 mics in here. So, did I do the weather? As you know, I was going to do the weather.
It's not real nice outside right now.
It's plus 1. Make your man or barbecue. You don't need a man to barbecue. Sorry. Sorry, my feminist sisters. I make my man barbecue. But anyway, it's really nice. Tonight's only going down to -3. Tomorrow it's cloudy, but +4. Ooh, I can wear a dress.
We're lucky.
Thursday, 1. We are going to have rain on Friday, so don't bother washing your car. And snow on Saturday.
No more snow.
But yeah, I've really loving this taste of spring. I love all the opportunities for young people. Thank you so much for telling us all about it here today. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we'd love to hear your comments about our article regarding NDP blocking the nonpartisan review committee for the Advocate and Children and Youth Acts. My money is that probably doesn't need a freaking review, but that's my humble opinion right now. I'll read it, and you know,
we love humble opinions.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, so thank you very much. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thanks a bunch, and wish you well. Drive safe. Thank you for listening. Come back, and we'll see you guys again next week.